Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Hopefully by now you've circled your calendar. Saturday, August 26th, starting at 4, we're going to be at Whitlow's on Wilson for our annual summer dress party. Whitlow's offers something for everyone. We're going to be hanging out at the Rooftop Tiki Bar. They got half-price burgers, Sunday brunch. You can get more details at thefandc.com/summer. Cakes right now has his Eclipse glasses on.
I'm ready.
We were talking about during the break.
August 21st, baby. It's coming.
I didn't even know when it was. It's when I'm on vacation.
Here's the thing. So we had a super generous listener who sent us quite a few of these, okay? And so nice, and I thanked them and everything. But as I told the boys, and I don't mean this to be offensive to anyone, please. I don't understand the fascination with the dumb eclipse. Like, I don't get it. It doesn't register with me. I had a buddy of mine, my buddy Tom, said, "Oh, you got some of those? I need some." And he's all, like, into it.
I'm telling you.
Cake said his wife wants some.
Let me tell you this much about these glasses.
Yeah.
You can't see anything. It's pitch black in here.
Right. I got a text yesterday.
What is it? Why do people care?
I don't know. I got a text yesterday from our buddy Eric. Goes, "I have an extra pair of solar eclipse sunglasses you can give to Dylan." And I go, "Ha, somebody at work gave us like 50. And he said, "You're sitting on a gold mine."
A gold mine?
That does not look like a gold mine to me.
It looks like a cardboard box right. Filled with glasses.
Listen.
Can we hawk these?
No,
I don't know.
The question is, why do you care? Why does anyone... Is that my phone?
I think it was my computer.
Why does anyone care about the lunar eclipse?
Science nerds care.
Or is it? I don't even know.
I think it's a full solar eclipse.
Solar eclipse, lunar eclipse. I don't
different
know.
Different than a lunar eclipse.
It's like people who get fired up for Halley's Comet every 75 years or however long it takes.
Well, I understand that because that's something that happens, once every 76 years.
Yeah, but even that,
it's just
cares?
A little light flying
I
by.
I see a little streak and I go, "Well, that's pretty cool." Maybe I would do it right. If it happened at a very convenient time and I had a waiting window of about 30 seconds. What is going to happen? Is the moon going to glow or something? Like, what happens? I honestly
the moon gets in the path of the sun.
All right, so what happens? So the moon, like, glows?
No, it blacks out.
It'll be a blackout.
It blacks out except for the edges.
Right.
You'll just see the edges.
And we're all going to pull our pants down and be excited about that?
I know you don't have this. It'd be like, if you have a penny... And you have a dime, right? A dime's a little bit smaller than a penny.
Yeah.
Just put the penny on top. The dime on top of the penny, and that's basically your question.
Draft's T-shirt told us that one of the Nats producers on 106.7 The Fan, the sound engineer that we know, Jack, he is flying back from Houston on an off day to his house in Tennessee because it's closer to the path of the full,
right.
He'll get the full.
I know he's going to see it better.
Experience of the eclipse. He's flying from Houston back to Tennessee
to
just to see the 2 minutes.
What
of
am
the
I going to see in Puerto Rico?
I don't know.
Is it in the middle of the day? What time of day is this happening?
I think it's in the middle of the day at some point.
And
is it
going to
ruin my beach experience?
How long does it happen for? Is
like 2 minutes,
2.5 minutes, or something like that.
And people are really getting excited.
Oh, there
for
are
this?
Hotel rooms that. Sold out, have been for months along this the path of the eclipse. Sleep on eclipses.
I couldn't be less interested. I don't have the intelligence to kind of understand why it's important. It doesn't register with me.
We don't have the intellectual curiosity.
I don't have it.
I think that's
what we don't
I don't
have.
Care.
And I'll readily admit it. It's the same reason why many people like to go on trips and they go to see sights. And they'll look at sites, they'll go to museums, they'll look at the... I just don't have that type of intellectual curiosity.
None of us are Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I'd love to hear from people who... And I'm guessing it's a small portion of our audience, but you can call us at 800-636-1067. Tell us why we should be interested. Because to us, It's not a big deal.
It is.
Because
it can
I understand,
be less relevant to
I understand
me.
The revolution around the sun. I understand the rotation. I understand the moon. I understand all those things. It happens. Why do I need to see
it? Here's why. Here's why people care. Because I think the last full solar eclipse was like 25 or 26 years ago. It just doesn't happen very often.
All right.
And science nerds get sized.
Yeah.
They're just excited about it.
Yeah.
Over a million people are expected to travel to Tennessee on the 21st.
Tennessee is like the epicenter of this whole thing. That's the
just
best
the
spot to be.
Just the diagonal path runs right through Nashville.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, God bless you if you have that intellectual curiosity. I mean, I have legitimately zero. Like, you'd almost have
I think we all were
you'd almost
similar.
Have to bribe me to give me a hamburger or something to get outside to want to do it.
Maybe if they were there was a Redskins-Titans game, I might end up somewhat nearby.
Cakes, look on the glasses and see if they are ISO or CE certified. If it says it like on the...
I mean, they look like, you know...
They look like the 3D glasses you get at the movies.
I mean, I don't even know. I guess the idea is to protect your eyes because you could burn them out or something, in theory.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to look directly at the sun.
Well, I wouldn't trust those.
Well, they're going for $30 a piece on eBay.
Really?
Yes.
See, I'm telling you, my buddy said
sell them. You're not
it's a gold mine.
I'm not going to sell them.
No.
I'm not going to take a picture and put them up on eBay.
No,
and,
don't do that. It's a guy's being nice to send us stuff.
Yeah, I don't see
profit
any
profit off them.
I don't see any certification here. Oh, actually, meets the 2015 transmission safety requirements of ISO.
I'm bringing like 10
12,
home.
12.3.12-2 for direct solar viewing.
Oh, silly.
But safe. Yeah. By the way, put those on. You can't see jackola.
Yeah. This will be the only time I put them on.
Okay. Put them on. Tell me what you see. You see blackness.
Yeah. This is what blind Luke sees. Yeah, you can't see anything.
Right.
So I don't know what the point of that is.
So my buddy is accurate. It is a bit of a gold mine.
Apparently so. Who knew?
Yeah. I just couldn't have less curiosity. For
well,
it.
Neither could our audience. The one guy online wants to talk about EB's illegal putter.
Can you just like if you want to can't you just put on your blue blockers or whatever?
What's a blue
your Ray-Bans?
Your nub sunglasses.
No.
Sounds like you
can't.
Can't
put those Why? On.
That's what sunglasses are for.
Yeah, but they're not for looking directly at the sun, Richard.
But there's going to be a giant rock in front of the sun. That's what
hey, those rays still get through somehow. You look straight at the
do
sun. Tell me what happens.
Do you have curiosity for this? Like, is this something
I'll look up? Someone says, hey, it's happening in 10 seconds. I'll get sized.
Right. What if they said watching... it's an hour and you got to go hang out over here at this pond?
He's not going to do that.
Go to the rooftop and hang out, mingle and all that.
Nah.
If I remember it, I will certainly I will bring the glasses home. And I'll take a look, but I think in Maryland, we're off of the ideal path.
Right.
So, I mean, we might just get a partial.
Theoretically, if I was at home in middle of the day watching like an old Ray Donovan episode,
right.
I wouldn't get up to go outside.
You would. You can DVR Ray Donovan. You can come back in.
I have it DVR'd.
It's
I finally
minutes.
Watched it yesterday.
You know what? It's 2 minutes of your life.
I'll be better when I'm standing over a putt and then all of a sudden it goes dark.
Yeah.
Didn't everyone get all jacked for the red moon like a year or two ago?
Not me.
I don't know.
The moon could be purple, yellow, green. I mean, who cares? As long as my HDTV's working.
Exactly.
That's what I care about, my television. You know, my computer, my internet connection. That's what's going to get me worked up. Let's go to...
Hey, despite bonanza ratings, nobody cares about the eclipse.
Nobody cares about the eclipse.
At least it's listening to this stupid show.
Bob, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yesterday, I was watching your Encore show. Y'all were having a conversation about the best wrestler of all time. Hands down, Bob Backlund. Nobody could beat Bob Backlund.
I like some Bob Backlund when I was a kid.
But he's not number one
overall.
He
shouldn't go on the Mount Rushmore.
Undefeated. Never lost. Undefeated, guys.
It's
nobody
scripted.
Ever beat him.
Come on.
I'm going to
guess never
he
lost
lose.
A match. Put you in a chicken wing, you squeal like a little baby.
All right, Bob. Thank
that guy,
you.
That guy loves him some Bob Backlund. He wouldn't go on the Mount Rushmore of wrestlers.
Is that true? Did Bob Backlund actually go down in WWE history?
I don't know. Isn't that the guy that used to eat the turnbuckles?
No, that's Iron Mike Sharp.
George the Animal Steele.
Yeah.
Pour some out for him. He's been gone for
Chad,
a long time.
Chad would be so better.
Oh, he'd be so salty at this segment.
All right, let's go to, is D Woods on the line? Is he into this? I can't imagine brothers are into this.
By the way, I see losses in Bob Backlund's career.
Of course.
That guy's a mark.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, D?
Hey, you're not into this eclipse thing. Don't act like you are.
No, that's not what I was calling about. But I like that I just get put through now. I don't even have to say what I'm calling about. I was calling. Did y'all touch on Cakes' weird Instagram post last night at all?
No, I don't know. What did he do?
I talked about it.
Hold on, Cakes. I literally went to Matlock mode when I saw it last night, right? Because I didn't understand what was going on.
Okay.
It kept me up an extra 20 minutes. So I look at my Instagram and I see an Insta story from Cakes. And I go, Cakes never really posted an Insta story. Let me see what it's about. So I open it up and it's this blurry picture with @ZZZZZPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPPP almost went over the phone.
Right.
He put a picture in, but it wasn't a regular picture. It was an Insta story. So I could not figure it out, and I need to know. It bothered me all last night. How did that happen?
It was an accident. I didn't know that here's what I did on Instagram yesterday, knowingly. I posted a picture because I told Peter from Burke, the Super P1, that I would post a picture of the toll violation that I incurred from my loaner car from Farish. I was unaware that I posted an Instagram story. That is news to me.
Mm.
So if you go up to the top of the Instagram story, it's your little bubble. It's this blurry picture. I could not understand. I'm going, how did he get there? First of all, how do you get to the Instagram story and not realize you did it, but you post it with words in the center of the picture?
D, I'm telling you, I'm the king of like butt tweets, and now apparently I'm the king of butt Instagram stories. I don't know. I didn't even know. I wasn't even aware that I did it.
There isn't one person interested in the
that's
listening to the show.
It's the biggest
takeaway. Even though it's got like a 15 share, no one listening cares about the Eclipse. So I feel good.
Good.
I feel really good.
Right, you're in good company.
800-636-1067 is the number you want to chime in. We'll come back. We hit the Skins at 7 o'clock here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.